Well,
there's room in the front. Leima masnisin the loike sumchis. The ike sumchis, Omar Momen Amutl Besop Kolkin. The town of our Mishnah is not like sumchis. Where is sumchis? Many places. Which Mishnayos are we going to focus on? Because we're going to try to contrast Mishnayos. Be'ikr two Mishnayos. Baba Metziah Daf Kuf and Baba Kama Daf Membov. Let's open up those two. And we have a lot to work with, but let's set up shop. What's going on? Hamachal Parah B'chamor. The Parah, the pregnant Parah, is not here. But we have a deal going, a Chalipin. The Baal Hapara is going to do a Maisa Mashicha on the Chamar. The Hame is going to be Mashicha. Hagboa, Mashicha, whatever. And the Maisa Kinyan that the Baal Hapara is going to do on the Chamar exactly at 3:15, and that we're not Masupik about. And there's a Kinyan called Kinyan Chalipin without touching the Parah. The Parah is 500 miles from here. But the Maisa Mashicha that the Baal Hapara did on the Chamar, now there was a swap. The prior Bala Chamar is now the proud owner of the Parah, and the prior Bala Parah is now the owner of the Chamar. When did that happen? Exactly at 3:15. Spoiler, the Parah was pregnant at 2 o'clock, that's for sure. For sure at 4 o'clock she's not, she already gave birth, and it depends when she gave birth. If she gave birth at 2:45, so who owns the Vlad? The original Bala Parah. Because the original Baal Parah, way before the Maisa Kinyan was done, already had a Vlad. The Vlad is separate, not connected to it, and the Chalipin was focused only on the Kippator Parah, mother. If the Vlad was given birth 3:45, so then Faker, at 3:15, at the moment of the Maisa Kinyan, the Parah complete with the whole Uber, with everything, is Nigrar into the Kinyan. People were trying to ask me if exactly the Leida happened at 3:15, if he could have a half of a Leida. Let's not get it. The situation of Machlok Parah B'Chamor, the same case the Mishnah continues is with a Shifcha. You gave money to buy a Shifcha, pregnant Shifcha. And you want to know if the Shifcha wasn't there in front of us. At the moment when he did the Maisa Kinyan with Kesef over the Apostas, is it Chal on the Vlad as well? So it's a Suffolk. You know, let's not learn the Mishnah for a minute. How many options, what could be the Psak? What could be the Psak? Kol Dolam Gavar? Anyone would say over there Kol Dolam Gavar? Why not?
Well, you're way ahead of us.
I don't know what the Gemara
asks that, no?
One second. The Gemara doesn't ask called on Govar.
Maishna
the Arva. No. Ooh, Maishna Arva. Gemara Basra.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what? How about that? Let's ask a question. Maybe the Din over here should be called on Govar. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that asks that. And now I have to apologize to him. Because the Gemara in Baba Basra asks, Let's squeeze that out a minute. The Gemara says, Maishna, and let's assume until otherwise, Maishnas go both ways. Meaning, you're not being consistent. By Arva, we're paskening Kol Dolam Gavar. And over here, we're paskening Achloiku. Why? Be consistent. Even over here, it should be Kol Dolam Gavar. Or, alternatively, even over there, you should have the Achloiku of Machlok Parah B'Chamor. Legit double question. And what does the Gemara answer in Baba Basra? Thank you. Dvara de Mamoina. What does Dvara de Mamoina mean? Rabbi said the Mechila, I still, for a few more minutes, don't want to say what the word Jarad the Mamayan means. I know. Listen, you're showing me a Taisis over here. I told someone about the Sumchas. He says, you're still stuck in the first Taisis. We're talking about the Sumchas of the end of the Taisis. Some Chaburas aren't up to the end of the Taisis. They're not up to Sumchas yet. In the Taisis, some days or not. But we have to start moving. Now, the Gemara in Baba Basra, careful, this is very important, uses the terminology, Jarad the Mamayan. And the Gemara says, Dvara de Mamoina is the definitive Nakuda to explain what? To explain why by Machlok Parah B'Chamor it's Yachloiku, as opposed to Kol Olam Gavar. And Arva, for the record, if someone asks you, you haven't been to be positive about it, is not a Dvara de Mamoina. Go explain what Dvara de Mamoina means and figure it out. But whatever, for protocol, the case of Arva is not a Dvara de Mamoina, and that's why it's called Olam Gavar, not Yachloiku. That's the Gemara there in Baba Basra, and we have to discuss it when we get there, and discuss what the word, when we get there, the Drar Demoyne. Now, the Gemara by us in the Sugya also uses the word Drar Demoyne at a much, much, much later stage in the Sugya, which we're not up to yet. It's a machlokes rishonim if the word Drar Demoyne in our Gemara, Bechlal, means the same thing that it means there in Baba Basra. But I didn't tell you Bechlal what it means. But yes, in fact, if someone were to ask why by machlof parah b'chamor is it not called olam gavar, legit answer, why is it not called olam gavar? Because it's drar demoyne. The Gemara does say that. But the Gemara says there's a psak yachloiku. Why not yehei munach? I don't know if I want to talk about that now. It's not yehei munach, it's yachloiku. The yachloiku of daf kuf has anything to do with the yachloiku of daf beis? Daf beis, nai moifzim is yachloiku. These two yachloikus are a shayches b'chlal? Hare, the Yachloikum by Shnayim Oichsen, like most Rishonim out upon him, is because of the Oichsen. Here, it doesn't have Oichsen. The Gemara says on Daf Kuf, Ha Mani Sumchis. And maybe we're going to change this, and maybe we're going to peel open Sumchis Ashita and start adding more factors and gedarim and sibois and klalim when and how and in what oikot sumcha set is in, but mamish for starters, mamin hamudol besafek chalkin is sumchis ashita. There are two people vying for a certain money, in this case a vlad, which you don't know if it was one at 3:15 and it was a machine on the part, but there's a safek. Sumchis is first, foremost, best, total. Some sizes exceptions to the rule, but we don't know that yet. Rule is Yachloiku. And not Sam Yachloiku. Yachloiku without a Shvuah. What does it mean, Yachloiku without a Shvuah? Yachloiku without a Shvuah, the words, means, because it's a Yachloiku that we're bent on doing Yachloiku. Don't try to clarify things and don't try to make things better and say, maybe Bacholif and maybe one of them will cave in, let's try to change that. We don't need any of that. It's Pashat, the best thing to do is there's two people fighting, 50% for you, 50% for you. They'll sell the Vlad and split the money or whatever they want to do with the Vlad. Now, if that's the ultimate sheet of Sumchis, where else do you see that ultimate sheet of Sumchis? But Bekalim and Vav, very quickly, Sharshanog has a para. The para was pregnant. For sure, in front of us, there's a dead Vlad. The suffix in this case was when the Shar was Nogach the para. Was he Nogach a pregnant para and killed the Vlad as well, and then the Vlad is dead because of the Negicha, in which case the Baal HaShar is Chayiv? Or no, coincidentally, 2 minutes before the Negicha, Grada the Shar, the para gave birth already, and to grada dead vlad, and then the shar is not chayiv. It's talking about a shar tam, and the shar tam anyways only pays chetzi nezik, so he pays chetzi nezik to the mother, to the para, and he only pays reva nezik to the vlad. Catch on, what does it mean reva nezik? Yachloiku. Should I pay you chetzi nezik or not? We're not sure. We pass in yachloiku. Those are the two classic cases of sumchis. Now, sayan daf kuf by machlof para b'chamor, or shifcha mu'uberes machar tilcha. And Sai, in the case of Shor Shanogi Chesapara, it's the ultimate Sumchis, and it's the Nakuda of Momen Amutl Besafik Cholkin. Cholkin Beli Shvua. Why Beli Shvua? Because the best Psak is Chalukah. Shvua is always to elaborate. Let's try to clarify. Maybe there's a better way. Maybe one of them will cave in. Let's see. No, we don't need to do anything. It's Pashat. Chalukah is the best Shvitz way to deal with things. By the way, in Machlof Parah B'Chamor, is the Chalukah even Yochel Yisemes? I tried that before. No, because it was either born before 3:15 or after 3:15. The chaluk is not even Yochel Yisemes. By Shor Shanogach, is it Yochel Yisemes? By Shor Shanogach, is it Yochel Yisemes, the chalukah? No, it either was Negeach the Vlad or not. We're not even bothered about the... What am I making noise? What? You want it off the recorders on? You want to... Okay, you want to turn it on? I don't know how to turn it on. You can come turn it on.
They're all on.
Rabbi Becker, they're all on. No, it's good, Christ. Now, where were we up? The chalukas of Sumchis don't even care about chalukah Yechayel Yisemes. It's not even a factor. It's irrelevant. It's a pshara. And it's... What? Oh. It's a pshara that you do, and it's the best pshara. We'll never even do shvuah. Says the Gemara, let's slowly start our sugya. Because in Shnayim, Eichas, in the Talis, what would Sumchis say? And not Stam, what would Sumchis say? You have to be a Lamdan here. What would Sumchis say? Knowing and understanding that Kuf, and really understanding it means to know how to apply it in another case. Knowing and understanding Daf Kuf, and knowing and understanding Daf Mem Vav, and knowing and appreciating and understanding Sumchis Ashita, and to an extent that you could even paskin and implement and apply it in another case. I'll give you a case. There were two people walking into Besdin holding a talis at a karkashta. And each one says it was in a mitzia, with an avedis akam that didn't have a simon, and each one says it was the whole thing was mine. I don't know if there's ever a mission about this. It's a, you know what, I'll make up a case, yeah? What? Apply Simchas' rule. What would Simchas paskin? Hint, hint, hint. Reminder. By Machlapar Bachamar, when you weren't sure, Yachlaiku! By a Shar Shanagah Hasapara, you weren't sure if it was Mazik the Vlad? Yachlaiku! So what would Simchas say by Shnai Moichs and Batalis? Yachlaiku! And there wouldn't be a Shvua. Now, we don't even know yet why there's a Shvua, which is a little unfair, but it doesn't make a difference at this stage in the Sugi yet. Simchas is glad the Yachloiku. Yachloiku without knages. Yachloiku without a need to try to, what's it called? You know, sorry, just as an example, skip like seven steps in the sugya, all the way into Baskana Daf Gimel. You know what the Gemara is going to say to salvage it Simchas? La'ilam it Simchas. And yes, Simchas always holds Yachloiku, but the Shvua is because of a new rule called the Rabbi Yochanan on Shalaya Kalechan Hoylech V'Toykis Talisa Shal Kaveiroi. And that reason doesn't apply by Machlef Parah B'Chamar. Why not? We'll discuss when we get there. That reason doesn't apply by Shar Shanagach. Why not? We'll discuss when we get there. But that reason does apply by Shnai Moitzim. That's the Mashal plan, skipping seven steps. Well, we are moving all the way back to the beginning. And the opener question is, if Somchis has this Gevaldik Geshmaki Yisoy Shita, that whenever there's a suffix, I'll use the words, Mom and Hamad Lub Suffix, the best, no, don't ever think of anything else. Gleich, you would do Yachloiku. So by Shnai Moitzim, he would also do Yachloiku. And for the record, the Emes, I'm teasing you, but in this hot meeting, what would he do by Arva? Don't throw me rules. We don't know any rules. We're at the beginning of the sugya. He would be Yachlaiku without a Shvua. What would he do by Mona Shlishi? Yachlaiku without a Shvua. 150 apiece. This is easy. I know the Oilam has on their fingertips and at the edge of their tongues a lot of different rules that you can throw at me. But in the first open Shlav of the Gemara, Sumchis Dorch and Dorch and Ganshas would be Yachloiku without a Shvua. By Arba, by Mona Shlishi. Not by Chenveni, probably not, because by Chenveni there's a reason that he has to pay both. We don't know what that reason is, but probably. But Zok the Mishnah Rebbe Zoy, the Mishnah is not Sumchis. That's the first question of the Gemara. Fine, we don't know any other converging on details of when Sumchis limits his din and he only applies by X, Y, and Z. We don't know that. So the Mishnah is not like Sumchis. Yeah, but it's not just enough to say the Mishnah is not like Sumchis. So who is our Mishnah? What's his Shita? He has a Shita that Chaluk is with a Shvua. The Gemara assumes, this is something new Rabbi said, that the Tana of our Mishnah, I don't know his name, you know what he would paskin by Machlef Parah B'Chamar? Again, we don't know too many other rules, I just know that's what the Tana of our Mishnah holds. What would he paskin by Machlef Parah B'Chamar? Yachloika with a Shvua. What would he paskin by Shor Shanagach? Yachloika with a Shvua. What would he paskin by Mona Shlishi? Yachloika with a Shvua. By Kol Dan Gomer, Yachloika with a Shvua. If it's Shema B'Shema, for our states, it's technically you're right that it wouldn't be possible. But there's a tzad that maybe the Mishnah's by Bari, that pumped the Balei HaChamor V'Haparah were there by the Leida, and they know, and they say, as such, each one kitzad shaloi. By the way, that is the Lashon of the Mishnah. Ze'oimer ad shaloi macharti, ad shaloi, they're talking like they know what they're talking about. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Mem Vav, you know who else holds like Sumchis? Rabbi said, this is a crisis, that's on one hand, but maybe it's even the first opener of a Pesach of opening the sugi. Who is another Tana that holds like Sumchis? Sumchis, great sheep, and whenever there's a machlaika, split it. Nice, fair, even Stephen. Who's another Tana that holds like Sumchis? The Gemara says in Baba Kama. The Rabbanon. The Rabbanon also hold like Sumchis. In this Mishnah, Machla Parah B'Chamar, the Rabbanon also can hold like Sumchis. When do the Rabbanon argue? The Rabbanon only argue when one of them is a muchzik. L'mashal, let's take a see on Daf Kuf. It's going to get a little confusing. I'm going to try to keep it both clear and simple. In Daf Kuf, the Gemara says they had the plot again. The Baal HaParah was Moshech the Chamor at 3:15, having in mind that now the Parah is going to become his. the pregnant parah either gave birth at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, that's going to be the effect of the thing. Says the Gemara, yachloiku. Frek the Gemara, why? Maybe whoever's muksik on the vlad now should win. Not that there's any significance to the fact that at 5 p.m. when they're in Beis Din, one of them, I don't know, the original Baal Parah or the other one, whichever one, is now holding the Vlad in Beis Din by himself. Logically, the fact that at 5 o'clock in the Beis Din, or 3 days later in the Beis Din, he's the one holding the Vlad himself, does that have any of a logical birur raya giloy that maybe whether the birth happened at 3:11 or 3:17? No. But there's a din, a mayr deki yisoy, a klal gadol b'din, that what? And if he's in Beis Din holding the Vlad himself, who would win? Who would get the tire Vlad? Not mitzad logic, not mitzad implementing a beer, but what would be the din? The mukzik. Who argues? Sumchis. Why? What's that machlekes? Sumchis holds that Chalkin is so, we're bent on doing chalukah, even in the face of other tools that possibly a person could use to try to be Machariya Dini Mamanis. And that, by the way, Rabbi says, the Ikra Machlaik is Sumchis and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan agreed to Sumchis in the general rule that Maman Amat Basafa Kalkin. They only argue if someone's a Mukhzik. Now, a little bit I want to elaborate on the Gemara Baba Kama. And Baba Mitzvah here in Dafkuf. Machla Par Bachamor, what is the Mishnah Paskin? Yachlaiku. Frek the Gemara, Amai. The Lefzi Zul. See who's holding the Vlad now, whose backyard the Vlad is in now, 3 days later, by the Din Torah, and whoever's holding it would win. What does the Gemara answer? It was in the Agam. It was in no man's land. Frek the Gemara Nayakasha. Still, why Yachloiku? Give it to the Marikama. Who's the Marikama? Who's the Marikama?
The seller of the Parah.
The original Baal Parah. The original Baal Parah. Wow, Marikama should win. So why Yachloiku? Zok the Gemara. Homani Sumchis. Sumchis says, Momen Amutl Besafik Chalkin, no matter what, even if there's a Marikama. Now, according to Sumchis, does it have to be in the Agam? Rabbi, it's an important question. According to Sumchis, does it have to be in the Agam?
No.
What do you mean? Where is it?
I would say
better. Even if it's in the Baal Chamor's backyard? Even if it's in the Baal Chamor's backyard, or the Baal Chamor's backyard, or the Baal Chamor's backyard, still the din is going to be echlaik. Oh, Marikama and all. Whoa! If it's in the Baal Chamor's backyard and the Baal Chamor has Marikama and muchzik, then. Whoa! Interesting. Okay. It's a huge machlokes rishonim, and there's a tosis about it on the kuf. But I want to travel through the Shaka Bataria. The Mishnah very innocently said, Machla Par B'chamar Yachloiku. Frek the Gemara, why? Give it to the Echtzik and Mukhzik. Says the Gemara, no, it's an Agam. Frek the Gemara, even an Agam, give it to the Marikama. Says the Gemara, you ready? Sumchis. Frek Tysus. Okay, if it's Sumchis, then why put it in the Agam? And it's a Machloikis. One day it says, in a Chanami, once it's Sumchis, let it even be in the backyard of one of them. Even rather, Marikama's backyard, and he has 2 points. He's Marikama and he's Muslim. Sumchis still says Yachloik. But the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel, Tosfos over there on the Kuf says no. Sumchis doesn't argue against the Shvitz Muslim. He only argues by Marikama. Against the Marikama, he'll do Yachloik. But against the Shvitz Muslim, he won't. And that's a huge machlokes, which we'll talk about. I'm finally ready for the first kasha of the sugi over here. Let's assume that Sumchis doesn't need an Agam. That means what does Sumchis hold? Yachloiku always, even if give one of them extra double points in a Machla Parah B'chamor. The Vlad is in the Baal Parah's backyard. The Baal Parah is the Marikama. The Baal Parah is also literally Muxik. But still, Sumchis is going to say Yachloiku. Okay, cut. Rabbi said, I want to ask a new kasha. I didn't see this kasha anywhere, but I think it's a nice kasha. Our Mishnah says that by Shnayim Oichsin is Yachloiku. Yachloiku with a Shvur. And the Gemara asks that that's not like Sumchis, because according to Sumchis, it's Yachloiku without a Shvur. We're up to that line of the Gemara. And it's a legit line. We're up to a line of the Gemara where the Gemara says our Mishnah doesn't sit with Sumchis, because the Tan of our Mishnah would pass Yachloiku with a Shvur even by Machla Parah B'chamor. And the Tan of Machla Parah B'chamor, aka Sumchis, that holds Yachloiku with a Shvur would pass in as such by Talis. I have another Raya that the Mishnah is not like Sumchis. A diak, and I think it's a good diak. Shnai Moichas and Betalis, the Dinas Yechalaika. Where are they holding the talis? At what edge? At the Karkashta. Okay. At which Karkashta? Yeah, they're holding it at the Karkashta. If they grab the other Magasa, it would be different. Who's holding it by the Karkashta? Both of them. What would be if they walk into Bezdin and only one of them is holding the talis? The other one's Bechlan holding the talis. Shnayim nichnosim lebezin, echad oiches betalis, ve echad einai oiches betalis, ze oimer kula shali, ve ze oimer kula shali. What is the mit? No, but I don't stop making up a thing. What is the Mishnah meduyik that the din is? As I say in Rashi, and I think it's a good deal. I mean, the Mishnah says Shnayim Oichsim. If the Rambam remembers, we also said what would be if neither of them was Oichsim. We dealt with that a lot. But I'm talking to the more extreme. What if one of them was Oichsim? What is the Mishnah Mavur? The Tan of our Mishnah. Who would you give it to? To the Muxik. Leimim aslisin de loikis sumchis. Sumchis, we just quoted, says, Yachloiku was so bent on doing Yachloiku even in the face of a Muxik. Even if the plot is in the Balapara's backyard.
Why is that even Maman Hamatol B'Safik?
Yeah. Every case is Maman Hamatol B'Safik.
Right. Like, all around saying things are
just... So that's Tyson Baba Kama asked. I'm going to get it. Tyson asked, why can't I just say that jacket's mine? I'm going
to
get it. That's
the answer to the question.
I know, but I didn't answer it. Because right now, yes, you can even do that. Right now, even if Stamos go with the guy said, this watch is mine. And what do you say? Chalkin. No, you don't say Chalkin. You say it's not mine. And then someone is going to say Chalkin. We're going to assume... what do we call it? We're going to assume peel off. I might have to peel off yet. I'm going that every case is Maman Hamatol B'Safik. No, but I want them to appreciate. I have a new kasha. The Gemara says our Mishnah is not like Sumchis. Why? Because our Mishnah by Shnayim Oichsim Paskins Yachalik with a Shvuah, and Sumchis would say Yachalik without a Shvuah. I have another reason why our Mishnah is not like Sumchis. Sumchis holds Yachalik even when one of them is a Muchzik. Our Mishnah says when one of them is a Muchzik, Hamoytim Chavela Varaya. The Dik of our Mishnah is not like Sumchis. Now, I don't have a problem with the Gemara asked the better kasha. The Gemara asked that the direct Mishnah is connected to some of this. But it's a legit question that the Dik of the Mishnah is also not like Sumchis. Rabbi said, I have another question, though. I have another question, though. When there's no one-sided Muchzik, no one's Muchzik, or both are Muchzik, or the Korashi, when Ein Lazer Koyach Yilazer Yoysam Yilazer, what does Sumchis say? Again, still old school Sumchis, like everywhere. What does Sumchis say? Yachloik without a Shvuah. But, excuse me, and what did the Rabbanan hold?
Say.
So there's another kash in the sugya. Why does the Gemara ask, Leim Masnisin Deloik Sumchis? The Mishnah's not the Rabbanan either. And that's not what the Gemara is going to ask in the next line. I'm trying to get there. I'm asking a new question. When the Gemara says the Mishnah's not like Sumchis, why do you hung up only on Sumchis? The Mishnah's Shnayim Oichsim, they're on equal grounds. No one's Muchzik more than the other one. Not only does Sumchis hold Chalkin without a Shvuah there, the Rabbanan also should agree Chalkin without a Shvuah over there. So why does the Gemara only say the Mishnah is not like Sumchis? That's a nice kasha. And one more kasha. Ooh. Rabbi say it's time. The Tan of our Mishnah holds Chalkin with the Shvuah. What's the Shvuah for? I want the Olam to know in advance, over the next 2 days, we're going to be throwing various reasons why there's a Shvuah. And then the question is going to be, okay, does this Shvuah apply by my Machla Par B'Chamar? L'mashal, just as a mashal, I'm not up to it, please, but just as a mashal. If you skip 7 steps in the sugya, way at the maskana, the Gemara is going to say, like, well, the pshat and the Shvuah is Rabbi Yochanan's reason. We don't know that yet. But and then all of a sudden, a lot of things in the puzzle fall into place. Because for whatever reason, which we're not being masked yet, Rabbi Yochanan's reason of Shvuah doesn't apply over there, and only by Shnai Maizim. But you know, way open at the beginning, when Mom is innocently be peeling things away, and the question simply is, you're not being consistent. Our Mishnah doesn't stem with Sumchis. Our Mishnah says the Chalukah is with a Shvuah. By Sumchis' case, by Dafkuth, by Baba Kamim and Vav, by Shor Shanogach, it's Chalukah without a Shvuah. Why? The Tan of our Mishnah would make Shvuah there also. The Tan over there would have had to say Shnai Moetzim was without a Shvuah. But I want to ask a simple to me mystical question. What did the Gemara think the Shvuah is for? I know you have a question, you're not being consistent here yet, here not, but what did you think the Shvuah was? L'mashal, the Ritva Rabbeinu Peretz asked Akasha. We already have an attempted pshat in the Shvuah. On the top of Beis and Beis, what did we say on the top of Beis and Beis? What possibly could be the reason why there's a Shvuah by Shnayim Oichsim? Moira Heter. And I want to talk about Moira Heter as a topic because it's one of the options. We're going to make a list. I don't want to throw the whole list at the island because it's going to confuse me, but there are many reasons why there's Shvuah. One reason which we didn't mention is Rabbi Yochanan at the end. We don't know it yet. We're slowly opening this up. There's an option that the Shvuah is also Moira Heter. Rabbi say, remind yourselves, what did Moira Heter mean? What was the Nakuda of a Shvuah of Moira Heter? What did that mean, the Shvuah of Moira Heter? It's that the guy has a bazundur, a reason to be Moira Heter. And again, he's a little krum. He's not exactly the biggest tzaddik over here. But he has a cheshbon. He says, this guy was lucky he found a talis. I also want to be lucky. Maybe it should be my lucky day. A shvuah will stop him. And by Mekki Chomem Karoso, we spelled out, is there any Moira Heter by Machlof Parah B'chamor? Is there any Moira Heter by Shor Shanogach? I mean, I know you're upset that this guy's Shor was Nogach Yaparah, so you're going to be Moira Heter to lie and say you know for sure that it was even a Gech Yavlad? I mean, I know you're upset. His Shor was Nogach Yaparah. I don't think there's Moira Heter there. So Fregan these Rishonim, stop right here. We're done. If the Mishnah says, and you understand that the Shvua is for Moira Heter, so then there's no question. What are you asking? How come over here by Shnayim Oiksim Metalis there's a Shvua? But by Machlof Parah B'chamor, Shor Shanogach, Viri, Selikesh, there isn't a Shvua. Catch on! The Shvua is because of Moira Heter. And Moira Heter doesn't apply by those mentioned cases. A nice kasha. And we're going to talk about this kasha still. So I want to put something on the table. Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashi, I want to put them on the table. There's another pshat in the Shvua here, and I had a big vikuach with Oilu if it's the Raisa the Kedin or the Rabbanan the Kedin, but I want to use the words. I'm quoting Rishonim now, the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Rashba. The Yesod of the Shvua by Shnayim Oichsin was a Shvua levarer es hasofik. I want to explain those words. What does it mean, Shvua levarer es hasofik? I'm going to explain. Shnayim Oichsin, the Talis, Reuben says the whole Talis is his. Shimon says the whole Talis is his. Bezdin's looking at them and getting dizzy. They both look like legit Yidden. And by the way, it wouldn't make a difference if one looks like the Chavetz Chaim and the other one looks at like Chetzi Inish Loi Maimon. He has a Cheskes Kashus. That wouldn't be a factor to give him all or more. So we don't know what to do. Back and forth. You want to do Kol Dolom Gavra? Yeh Emunah. You want to talk about it? And the Mishnah says Yachloiku, but where's the Shvua? You know what's the Shvua? Levaras HaSafik. You know what Levaras HaSafik means? Levaras HaSafik means when we're going to be doing a Chalukah, let's at least give it a little bit of backing. Let's try to attempt to get clarity here. Maybe one of them will back out by not swearing. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe Punk, the true guy is going to have nervin for Shavuot, and the chakran is a chashon on Shavuot. Maybe. You know, we can't save the whole world. But it might be Mavara the Suffolk. It's a joint effort on both of them. That's the Yisoyed of the Shavuot at this stage in the Sugya. I'm making an announcement. The Shavuot at the beginning of the Sugya by Shnayim Oichsin, because I kept on punting you when we said, what's the Shavuot about, right? I'm giving you a pshat. There's going to be more pshat. I'm giving you a pshat. It's a Shavuot Levaras HaSafik. Frech the Gemara, yeah. By Shnayim Oichsin, there's a Shavuot Levaras HaSafik. So by Machlof Parah B'chamor, this should also be a Shavuot Levaras HaSafik. By Shor Shanogach, this should also be a Shavuot Levaras HaSafik. Leimo Masnisin, the like of Sumchis, must be the two Mishnayis, don't stim. And that is, we're up to the first line of the Gemara. I want to move on to the next line. But that is the opener, first line of the Gemara. I want to wrap it up and then move on to the next line. The opener of the Gemara was, Leimah Masnisin, the like of Sumchis. By Shnayim Oichsin, we do Yachloiku with the Shvua. What's the Shvua? Quote Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Rashba. Shvua levarer es hasofek. Okay, so how come by Machlof Parah B'chamor there's no Shvua? How come by Shor Shanogach there's no Shvua levarer hasofek? Must be no connection. Machloikis, Leimah, Deloi. The Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsin is Chaylik on the Mishnah of Nafkuf. The Mishnah of Nafkuf is Chaylik on the Mishnah of Nafkuf. In the same Masechti, but it's a Machloikis Hanoyim. The Tan of our Mishnah, what would he pass in by Machlof Parah B'chamor? Shvua levarer hasofek. What would the Tan of our Mishnah pass in by Shor Shanogach? Shvua levarer hasofek. And the Tanoim of those four two Mishnayis that say not would say by Talis also Yachloik without a Shvua. The beer is that we wait and see. If they both end up swearing, you know, we say, oops, this time it didn't work. But hopefully we'll try to get a little bit more clarity. Frek the Gemara. Elamai Rabbanon. Ooh, Frek the Gemara. You want to say that the Mishnah doesn't stim with Sumchis. So maybe the Mishnah stims with the Rabbanon. Frek the Gemara, and again, I already told you, in a classic case when no one's a Muchsik, the Rabbanon agreed to Sumchis. The Gemara could have asked that also. Lema Masnisin, the Loike Rabbanon that agreed to Sumchis. Now the Gemara is asking something else. And I ended here with this yesterday. We have to come back to blue, green, gray, and I want to explain it. Elamai Rabbanon, the Rabbanon have a famous rule, Ha'amri Ha'moitim Echaveol of Araya. That also doesn't stim in our Mishnah. It's a very edle Gemara, but you have to read those words. Elamai Rabbanon, Ha'amri Ha'moitim Echaveol of Araya, the Rabbanon Paskin Ha'moitim Echaveol of Araya. That also doesn't stim in our Mishnah. And our Rabbi said, when you get to such a Gemara, here's what you have to do. If you want to appreciate and understand what the rule of Hamaytzi Mechaveil of Arai is, what is the rule of Hamaytzi Mechaveil of Arai? When one guy's muksik, one guy's not, the one that's muksik wins, and he says, I have a problem, you're the one with the problem. You want to go against me? Bring a raya. Anything less than a raya with Adam is not going to get taken away from me. That's the rule of Hamaitz Mechavel Haraya. Now this rule applies, let's say, by a talus. One guy's holding a talus and the other guy says it's his. Who gets the talus? The one holding it. Would it be the same thing by a boat? If one is holding the boat?
Yes.
Yeah. Would it be by a chamor, if one of them holding the chamor? Yeah, okay, those were easy. Now we're going to get a little bit complex cases. What would you do? Let me think of an interesting case. Again, I want to understand the lumbus, but I'm going to throw some details into the case and see if you really understand the rule, how would you apply the rule, knowing the rule? Yeah, I have a case, interesting case. Out of the box case here. Shnayim oyes in the talus. Now, there's a lot of options, I know. Kodon gover, yeimun, whatever. If you're a ultimate Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olaf Harayan Nick. And that's the only thing that's in your books. Okay, so Paskin, who do you give the talus to? Hint. I'm going to speak that. It depends on the colors. But I know one thing. The bid is not going to be Yachloiku B'Shvua. How do I know that? That's easy enough because the Gemara is asking, Elamai Rabbanon, so that the Mishnah is not stimming, the Pesach should be something else. So what's the something else? And by the way, I gave it in the Marmukai, since I'm a first Machlekes B'Shoinim, the Shittu Mukubetzes B'Shem, the Ritz Bash, and the Nachas Dov, and then a lot of the Achranim B'Shem talk about this, but I'm going to give you the two options. It depends how you fathom a gether of Shnayim Oichsim. If you learn Shnayim Oichsim is blue and green, 50% Ruvit, I mean, physically they're both holding it at the Karkash. But if you understand the lumbus of a Shnayim Oichsim is that each one is exclusively and specially holding his half to the exclusion of the other one. Reuven is holding his 50% blue and Shimon has nothing on that. Shimon is holding his 50% green and Reuven has nothing on that. What should the din be? What should Hamoitzi Mechavel of Arai Paskin? Yachloike B'lo Shvu. It's even a fancy way of Yachloike B'lo Shvu. It's that Reuven gets a Hamoitzi Mechavel of Arai on his blue half and Shimon gets a Hamoitzi Mechavel of Arai on his half. By classic Hamoitzi Mechavel of Arai, you ever had a tzad that the guy that's Muxib should have to swear? You ever had a tzad that the Moitzi should have to swear? It's like the Bafa Kapora. It doesn't help to swear. Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav. All right. By a classic Hamoitzi Mechaveri of Arayim, Shvuah, the Muxib doesn't have to swear and the Moitzi has tightened it. He doesn't help him to swear. If you learn blue-green, it's the same thing. But then what's going to be the Pesach? Yachloik without a Shvuah. Alternatively, the Rishonim say there's a different shot. If you learn that each one's Muxib, it's careful, because it's gray areas. If you learn that each one's Muxib on the entire talus. Now, it's a little bit confusing, because Reuven is Muxib on how much of the talus? 100%. But not exclusively, because Shimon, by coincidence, I forgot the numbers, I need to calculate, is also mostly on 100%. I call that gray. Call it blue-green, call it purple. People try different things. But such a situation, how much is each one being, hamoitzi, I'm going to use a verb. How much is each one hamoitzi mechaveri olav harayit? Is being hamoitzi mechaveri olav harayit? 100%. And therefore, what should hamoitzi mechaveri olav harayit say? Yehimunach. Reuven doesn't allow Shimon to even take one drop until he brings a raya, and no one has a raya, and Shimon doesn't allow. And that's a beautiful two ways of reading this Gemara. And it's definitely a documented machlokes rishonim, two ways how to learn this Gemara. When the Gemara says these words, Elamai Rabbanon ha'amri amaitzim ha'chavei al-varaya. Yeah? But which way does Rashi learn? Very interesting. Rashi says, Olavaraya be'edim ve'iloi lo'yogi midi, by a classic amaitzim ha'chavei al-varaya, one guy gets it and the other guy gets nothing. V'hocha. There's two gears now. What does it say about us in the Rashi? It says, well, it says Cholkin, and then in the brackets, it says B'Shvua. Rabbi said that brackets is the world of difference. Let's first read the Rashi without the brackets. Without the brackets, the Kashi is, Elamai Rabbanan, they hold the Maitzim Mechavel of Araya, and over here, that's not what you're doing. Over here, you're doing Cholkin. Meaning that the rule of Maitzim Mechavel of Araya wouldn't be Cholkin. What would it be?
Munach.
If you just go over the word Cholkin, then for sure, Rashi means to ask is, the gist of the Rashi is, what, the Mishnah stems with the Rabbanan? Like the Rabbanan, if you understand the Yisrael of Hamaitzim Mechavel Haraya, you wouldn't get to the conclusion of Cholkin. It means Yehemunach. But if you just subtly, without the B there, add that little brackets that says the word B'Shvua, then you don't have to, but you can read the Rashi very differently. V'hacha Cholkin with a Shvua. Why with a Shvua? It should be Cholkin without a Shvua. So whether you go with the brackets or not is all the world of difference. But either way, and you have your two choices, and it's mamish toli in the blue-green-gray chakira. Let's clarify it again. If you learn blue-green, or the yeshivas just call that the gedder from Shnayim Oichsim is yedereinu is mufsik afchetzi. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What should the rule of Hamoitzim Mechavel of Araya insist on by Shnayim Oichsim? If you learn blue-green, Chokin b'loy Shvua, each one gets his without having to deal with it b'chlal. The alternative option is kulay kulay, gray, and then possibly the Gemara's kash is that the world of Hamaytzim Mechavei Olam Araya should mean Yehei Munach. No problem. What's the Gemara's teretz? Answer to Gemara. No. Meaning the Gemara says, you're saying the Mishnah doesn't stand with Sumchas, the Mishnah doesn't stand with the Rabbanon either. So the Gemara says, no. Hi, my. I amit b'shleim Rabbanon. Chosam d'loy tafsi tarvayu. Amri Rabbanon Hamaytzim Mechavei Olam Araya. By a classic Rabbanon, when it's not Tafsi Tarvayu, who is Tafsi? In a classic Hamaytzi Mechavei Olam Araya. The one guy who's the Muxik. There, I get it. You say Hamaytzi Mechavei Olam Araya. Aval hocha that it's Tarvayu Tafsi? Over here it makes sense that you split it with a Shvur. I didn't get it. What happened in the Tereth? The question I thought was very clear. Our attitude was that if you really want to implement the fundamental Yisoid of Hamaytzi Mechavei Olam Araya to a little bit more of a complex case and try to apply it, because if you're allowed, then you can take a basic rule and apply it to a more complex case. We gave you your choices that the rule of Hamaytzi Mechavei Olam Araya in a matzav of Shnai Moichzim was whether if it's blue-green should be Chalukah without a Shvuah, and if it's gray should be Yehei Munach. So the Tereth says, no, Shnai Moichzim is different. What happened? So Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Chana talks about this, and I don't know if we put it into the Maamar Kaimis, but... Yesterday's Maamar Kaimis. You can do this is fun. If you learn that the Havmina was blue-green, you can learn that the Maskana is goof is switching to gray. If you learn the Havmina was gray, you can learn that the Maskana is switching to blue-green. Or you can say no, that even we're staying with blue-green across the road, and we're staying with gray across the road. Whatever one you want to do, you still have to come up with a vort. You have to explain why. Lamashal, if you want to learn blue-green, you want to learn that the Havmina was blue-green, or Akapana, the Maskana now is blue-green. So what's fair by blue-green? How much is Reuven getting? Half. Which half is he getting? The blue half. He has the blue half exclusively. No. You know what Gemara's answering? Yeah, Reuven has the blue half exclusively. But not mamish like a classic case when Reuven's totally mamish, holding something by himself, and Shimon doesn't have anything on it. Because Shimon does have something. Where is Shimon? At the Karkashta, way at the other end. Shimon's thing on the Karkashta, B'cholifin, has some kind of an achiza on Reuven's blue. You know what Reuven needs to do in order to keep his blue? A shvua. But you know what? I want to say something phenomenal now. How many pshatim do we have in the shvua so far? If the Eilim remembers, I mentioned there's an option of learning Moira Heter, which we can talk about. Well, Maskana, there's a Rav Yoichanan, which we're not up to yet. We also mentioned the very important one of the Rishonim, Shvua Levarer Es HaSafek. I think, according to Rashi here, in the Teretz of the Gemara, I was saying a new thing. Moira Dikazak. How about this? Reuven's holding a talis totally by himself, and he says it's his. Shimon wants to say it's his. Who's going to win? Reuven. What could Shimon do to make him win? And he will. If he does this, the following, what could Shimon do? What's a raya? Two Eidim. Would an Eidecha do it? Would circumstantial evidence halakhically do it? Would various other umdanas and convincing do it? No. Halakha recognizes only Eidim. But watch this case. Reuven's mamish holding his blue piece by himself. Shimon's, and he wants to get to keep it. Oh, but no, B'cholifin, Shimon also has an angle on it. So we tell Reuven, listen, you can get your blue piece, but you're not totally by yourself here. You are being moitzied a little bit from Shimon. He says, I'm being moitzied from Shimon? Yeah, I mamish have to go bring Edim, like mamish, like bring out the real cannons? There's nothing else I can do? They say, you know what, no. Since really you're holding it, like Rashi's Lashon, Mechusar Guvayna, I'm going to coin a term, maybe the other will clap and then I'm going to explain it. A new rule, you never saw it before. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav hashvua. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav hashvua. Not hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav haraya. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav hashvua. By the way, let's say I would tell you this is the halacha. When Reuven's holding something and Shimon wants to say it's his, Shimon can't get it unless he swears. And if he swears, he'll get it. If that would be the rule, it would be crazy because Reuven could swear back. But if that would be the rule, it would be then. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav hashvua. Now it's not true. Because when you're really ultimately, Hamoitzi Mechaveri, you're the ultimate Moitzi. You b'chlal don't have an achiz on it. And he's the ultimate Muxik. Hamoitzi Mechaveri, what kind of arsenal, what kind of weapon do you have to bring out to go against him? Raya Be'edin. But here, in a matzav of Shnayim Moichzim, Hamoitzi Mechaveri, all of Hashavua. That's Gufa, the getter. And if it's a Zachinu, a new pshat in Shnai Moichsen. Shnai Moichsen Metalis. And I'm even hesitant how to say this. Is it blue, green, or gray? I don't even know what to do now. But the pshat is, Be'etzen, each one has an achizon half. But Becholet, in his achizon half, there is, it's not like he's so exclusive. We're going to take a scissor and cut it. Each one is kriching a rein into the other. There's a little tinge of green in his blue pot. There's a little tinge of blue in his green pot. How do you get that away? You have to bring a rayon. No! But something! Hamoitzim echavei roi! All of Hashvur. Now, lefizeh, all the Mishnayim stim like the Rabbanon. Because by Shnayim oitzim, you have to swear because Hamoitzim echavei roi all of Hashvur. But by machlefar b'chamar, it's not oitzim. You don't have to swear. Abba says the Gemara, that's all true in the Rabbanon. But like Sumchis, it's still Shver. Eli Amrit Sumchis. Hashto ma hasan like tapsi tarvayu cholkin beloy shvua. Hacha the tarvayu tapsi like cholshkein. We still didn't answer up for Sumchis. So the Gemara says, no, you know what? I have a new terrace for Sumchis. Afilu tema Sumchis. Ki omar Sumchis shema v'shema v'bori v'bori le'omar. A very simple pshat. There's other pshat, then let's go with Rashi. Very simple pshat. You're having a kasha that we're not being consistent, that here the Mishnah says you need to swear and over there not. Let's assume like Sumchis the Shvua is Levarer es Asafi. For the Gemara, you're not being consistent. By Machlat Parah B'chamor, Sumchis didn't require you to swear. By Shar Shanagach, Sumchis didn't require you to swear. Says the Gemara, Sumchis didn't require you to swear? Punk fakir. Sumchis the Shita always is. Maman Amutl B'Safik, Cholkim B'Shvua. Sumchis the Shita is always, on Tuesdays, whether it's raining, on Dafkuf, wherever. Maman Amutl B'Safik, Cholkim B'Shvua. What kind of Shvua? Levar is a Safik. Ah, how come on Dafkuf and on Dafkuf and Babakan he didn't mention the Shvua? Because over there was Shalom Shalom, so it wasn't the game. But what do you ask your guys? That means I'm pumped for care. Sumchis Hashita is always Maman Amutal Masafa Chokim Shvua. Over there by Shema B'Shema, he doesn't know. And that's a teretz for Sumchis. But the Gemara said that's very nice, but it's a Machlekes HaMiroyim. What about like Rabba Bar Avuna, the Amar Amar Sumchis Afilu Bari, Bari Ma'ikala Mimr? Here, now we have a problem. Rabba Bar Avuna says that Sumchis over there by Machlef Par Bachamor and by Shor Shanogach, Paskil Yachloiku, without a Shvua, even though he's Bari Bari. And now, we're finally up to Drora the Memoya, but I want to open it up. We're going to do it tomorrow, but I want to open it up. What the Gemara is saying is, whereas in the beginning of the Kasha, when we opened up the Sugya, the attitude was that Sumchis, without blinking, without details, don't throw me other factors. When there's a moment that's Mutl and a Suffolk fool, I care if it's, I say this watch is mine, and now we have a Suffolk. Maybe it is, right? Maybe it is. Let's split it. And split is the best thing, and it's always what you do, and then it's always without a Shvua, and then our mission doesn't stick with Sumchis. Now is where the Gemara is going to slowly open up and say, no. You're missing a different factor. Sumchis, yes, in fact, sometimes, yes, holds Maman Amutl B'Safek Chokim without a Shvua. But you're missing a detail. It's only when there's Drora D'Mamayna. Drora D'Mamayna is a Machlekes Rishayim, what it means. But as we're going to thread through the topic tomorrow, we're going to see when Drora D'Mamayna applies, when it doesn't, to understand when Sumchis applies and when it doesn't. But after it doesn't apply, it's left to know why it's Chalukah B'Shvua. U'Bazeh Heichelu, we started.